Jess in with you this morning. We're catching up with New South Wales Labor candidate for the Upper Hunter by-election, Jeff Drayton. He joins me in the studio this morning. Jeff, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jess. Good morning.
It's been a busy few weeks.
It certainly has, yes.
How has it been getting out and chatting to locals, community groups ahead of the election?
I've actually really enjoyed it, as tiring as it's been. I've actually really, really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's really good, and certainly... Yeah, met up with lots of people, lots I hadn't met before, but also lots I hadn't seen or met for a long time. So, it is enjoyable.
Yeah. Have there been any issues or concerns or things in particular that have come up over the last week from particularly locals that you've been chatting with?
Yeah, there's been a number of issues. Only last week we spent some time at Quirindi talking to the council up there and some community groups, and there's certainly some issues arose up there. And they're different issues to the ones that the day before were at Gloucester. And speaking again, we met with the business chamber in Gloucester, and a couple of days before that with the council there as well. So, even as late as early this morning, we met with Lee Watts of the neighbourhood centre at Skane about some issues that are going on there.
Yeah.
So we've been quite busy all around the place.
Yeah. And I understand this week too, you went out to the Cayuga Rural Fire Brigade to have a chat to them. I say go out to them, but it was really out to someone's shed because that's all they have.
We did, Jess. It was, I'm sure the community would be appalled themselves if they seen the conditions that those Cayuga RFS volunteers, mind you, have to work in. It was, it really was appalling. It must be really disheartening to come back to those conditions or turn up to those conditions, in the middle of, we talk about fires, but in the middle of fire season when it's really, really hot. But they also attend, car accidents and do a number of other things as well. But, the conditions there are appalling. As you say, there's the two vehicles are stored in a shed out there, just a landowner's shed. They were given, they were donated a portable building that they had to put there themselves. I mean, the water is donated. They buy their own water. Even the electricity, the electricity to run the shed and to run the lights and to run that is all paid for by the landowner. None of that's paid for. It really, really is appalling conditions they have to work in, and they do a marvellous job regardless.
Yeah. So what do they need? Do they need money to build a shed? What's the process with that? I understand that council need to approve, like, land and that sort of thing.
Where they're up to at the moment is council have, and we've worked closely with council. Council have gifted them a block of land very close to where they are now. So it's land that council owned. They're up to a stage where they've lodged the development application with council to build a shed. Development application, I understand, was paid for by the Mount Pleasant mine. And, so that development application is currently before council, and they understood that the RFS themselves would be building the shed in partnership with Muswellbrook Council contributing as well, only to find out after that the RFS informed them they had no money.
Right.
So development application's in, ready for the shed to be built, and no money. So our commitment is the full $530,000. Along with the $70,000 from Muswellbrook Council to fully fund the new fire shed out there, which will house the vehicles. It'll have showers and toilets. I mean, we have seven female RFS volunteers out there, no showers, no toilets, no facilities whatsoever. The new building will have all the things you would expect and all the things that our RFS volunteers deserve.
Yeah.
So certainly they're excited about it, and so they should be.
Yeah,
I mean, after all, they are volunteers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And last, also this morning, yesterday, Stuart Bond's former One Nation candidate for the federal election, he backed Sue Gilroy from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party ahead of the by-election, and he certainly had some choice comments to say about yourself and the Labor Party. He said that you were a union delegate and nothing more.
Yeah, I did hear it. I did hear it, Jess. It's all part of a continued smear campaign. I mean, it started from day one, from the day I was pre-selected. This smear campaign, I mean, it started with the fake websites. It's gone, and I don't expect it to stop. I expect the smear campaign to continue. But if I start focusing on that stuff, I'm not focusing on what I should be focusing on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all designed to take my time away from what I should be focusing on. And I did make a commitment, and I announced that commitment that I wouldn't be entering into any smear campaign. I wouldn't be attacking anyone else, and I haven't done that. I don't plan to do that. I plan to just concentrate on what I need to concentrate on, and that is to deliver on the commitments that that I've given, and I plan to do that. I've given a number of commitments, and in respect of yesterday's comments, the commitments in regards to mining in particular, and I plan to deliver on those commitments. That might not suit, you know, everyone or every party or every candidate's agenda. Frankly, I don't care about their agendas. I only care on delivering what I've committed to deliver.
Yeah, the five-point plan, I think it was last week that yourself and Labor announced to hopefully fix the situation when it comes to the fairness that our coal miners don't really get. Do you think that will fix everything, fix the agreements that workers are under where they aren't getting the fair pay? I know that a lot of this seems to be more of a federal issue.
There's more to be done. There's absolutely more to be done. It will go a long way to fixing a lot of those issues. And you're right, a lot of it is federal legislation. What we've done is fixed everything we can fix under state legislation, so under the Mining Act and under consent conditions. So everything we could actually fix with the legislation controlled by the state, we've done. Yep. But there is more to do. And it's not just the miners either. I mean, I've had some conversations with TAFE teachers, school teachers and nurses in particular who have had years and years and years of casualisation. I mean, these are the people we rely on, you know, to help us when we're sick and to educate us and our kids. And you know, the same deal goes on there. So I won't be stopping at just coal miners. That's for sure. I've been representing workers most of my working life, and I continue to do so. And hopefully that'll be from Parliament.
Yeah, and of course we've got the ballot draw on Friday. Pre-poll starts next week.
Yes, it's come upon us fairly quickly.
Yes.
So, but it has, ballot draw Friday and pre-poll commences in three centres. It commences next week. I think it's Musselbrook, Singleton and Scone for the 2 weeks, and there's a week pre-poll in some other smaller centres. So, yeah, it'll all start from next week and
on the home stretch.
Yes, we are.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thanks for your time, Jess.